You went straight into maximum security prison.
I did.
And that was the first time I went to visit you. Seeing one of my best friends in an orange jumpsuit with no shoelaces and looking like a criminal in this room full of criminals was really heartbreaking and confronting for me, let alone for your family who found out. How did you explain that to your family?
The same way that you found out through my other friends that I was living with at the time. They had the job of alerting my family as well, who then, you know, came to see me straight away. So obviously those first visits with all of my friends and family were some of the hardest times that I've ever had to go through. And then, of course, being in, like you said, maximum security prison until you get sentenced. And once you are sentenced, you can move through the process. But definitely some of the hardest times to actually be face-to-face and talk through what had actually happened and then have all of those question marks over what my future was going to look like as a result. It was massive.
Well, you talk about question marks about your future and question marks about the result. You know, we've just seen two men sit and wait for the execution. Can you imagine what it would be like for them?
I had to sit and wait for a sentence, and that took 9 months for me, even with a guilty plea. But for these guys to sit and wait for a firing squad is something that I just can't imagine, nor can I imagine what it must have been like for their families. You know, I think we all had some a glimmer of hope that we were holding on to, that this would be turned around in the 11th hour.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, it didn't happen.
It really did hit home for me because over the 5 years that you were in different prisons around Sydney, I came to visit you and I've seen your journey and I've seen you completely rehabilitated to the point where you now help out young offenders who are in the prison system to rehabilitate. And I feel like Andrew Chan and Mayuran Sukumaran were at that stage of their rehabilitation. And the difference is that, you know, you've been out of jail now and you're a law-abiding citizen. And one of my nearest, dearest friends who I have so many lols with, and those two guys will never get that opportunity. And that, I think, was the most heartbreaking part for me.
Absolutely. I think a prison is the punishment, the opportunity that you have inside is rehabilitation, and those guys absolutely had that opportunity and they made the most of it over these last 10 years. So to see how far they've come through that 10-year journey and for that to end with such a poor decision on choice of life, you know, it's terrible and it's heartbreaking.
And there is that almost freaky, uncanny lineup between the fact that the Bali Nine ringleaders and yourself committed the same crime at the same time. They got arrested in Indonesia and they're dead now. You got arrested in Australia and you're here to tell the story.
Absolutely. I mean, I thank God of the where I got caught. I can't imagine what it must have been like in Bali. You know, I'm so thankful that I didn't travel to a country like that. I'm so thankful that I didn't get caught in LA and have to go through federal prisons in America because I truly believe that I wouldn't be alive if that had happened.
Maz, is there anything you want to say to Michael now, having, you know, seen everything that's happened?
Well, I've been living this journey, you know, like I said, I visited as often as I could for the 5 years and, you know, what I see is an awesome human being at the end of this long and tiring process. But I'm really proud of him, you know, like even in jail, I know there were times that I visit and I'd be like, I don't know if you're even going to make it through, but you did, so I'm really proud of you.
Thanks, Hannah. It's the support of my friends and family that got me through, and I know those boys had that as well, which makes it even harder. But, you know, I firmly believe in, as someone that's gone through it, if you've done the crime, that you do the time. But I also believe that no one deserves to die for a crime that they've committed. We have to hold on to hope that there, you know, there can be a better road for them and that can be rehabilitated.
Michael, thank you so much for talking to us. And I just honestly, I find it hard to believe that anyone listening right now doesn't have immense sympathy for the families and friends of the Bali Nine ringleaders who are no longer with us. I think it's really powerful that you've spoken to us. And Maz, I think it's really powerful that you've shared this as well.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate the opportunity.